is good. So, in conclusion of this family camp, this is the, I believe, the last service of the family camp. Friday night, if you were here, God has not allowed me to preach any messages I've had prepared yet, but this morning He's going to let me. And I stand amazed at how the Lord works and when we are sensitive to His Spirit. Friday night, if you were here, we laid down some heavy burdens.
Amen.
There were some weights in here, and God allowed us to cast those at His feet and to pick up some rest.
Amen.
Yes. And then we were able to come in here or go to Master's Hand on Saturday morning, and we experienced great joy and great fellowship with the women. We were uplifted. And then that same Spirit followed us in here on Saturday night, and we felt the joy of the Lord, the joy of His Spirit filling us, refreshing us.
Hallelujah.
And I just believe this morning it is so ironic that God gave me those two messages. Those were not the prepared messages for the family camp,
yep,
but He shifted those to go right into something I already had. And I just believe God is a God of order.
Amen.
And He allows things, yes, to come together in the Spirit to unify the body.
Yes.
Pastor Aaron and I were talking prior to the camp, talking about the togetherness that we as a body of Christ have to have. If you go back to the book of Acts, chapter 2, it talks about they had all things common.
Yes.
They went from house to house, breaking bread and fellowshipping and doing all things together because they had all things common.
Yes.
This has nothing to do basically with what I'm going to preach today, but I do want to remind you this. What you hang around, you normally do become.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we got to get back to the book of Acts, the apostles' doctrine in doing, having fellowship with one another in the unity of faith.
Yes.
And can you imagine this morning if we were in one mind, just like the book of Acts, in one accord?
Yes.
Guys, that's almost nearly impossible. But all things are possible with God. To get everybody's mind at the right place at the,
yes,
right time. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen.
Because we're distracted by things of this world.
Oh, yeah.
We get distracted so easily, and we know that is the tool of the enemy. To get our focus off of our purpose, our identity, and our vision. And this morning, I want to just kind of pull together everything that I have spoken on the past two nights. I believe that, as Pastor Aaron said, we have to have balance in our life. We can't just have all spirit, nowhere. We have to have that balance,
yeah,
in order to give us all that we need in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So if we carry around the heavy burdens, we can't have the rest of Jesus. And if we walk around with our sorrows, we can't experience and exude the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
But together through all of this, we're going to go to the Word this morning and see how to be the best representative we can be for the Lord Jesus Christ. How are we to carry the gospel to a lost and dying world if we don't know how?
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
That's why God gives us pastors and teachers and evangelists to teach you. You know, I went to Sunday school this morning. I was wowed by that teacher. Not wowed by his enticing words, but his knowledge that God has given him of,
yes,
the Word to,
yes,
be able to teach us.
Yes.
And I love it that God has given each of us a gift,
yes,
of knowledge,
yes,
to be able to share in the body of Christ and unify us in the faith.